We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Welcome back to the Flying Squirrels pregame warm-up presented by Air Force Reserve. Will Greer down in the Squirrels dugout with Squirrels catcher Matt Wynn starting tonight here at the Diamond for the first time this season. Matt, I know some of that initial excitement's probably gone playing in front of the hometown fans here in another year here in Richmond, but is some of it still there? Do you still get excited playing here in Richmond for the Squirrels?
Yeah, it's always good to play in front of your friends and family. I mean, most people here know that I'm from here as well as Connor Overton, so I always get a little extra applause.
What kind of support do you have coming out tonight, your Richmond debut here in 2019 at the Diamond?
Just my mom, dad, and my sister. All my friends will buy tickets. They all have like season tickets, so they'll be here.
You're catching Sandro Cabrera tonight, a guy who you've caught before. I know there's so many pitchers you catch in a minor league baseball career, but what kind of log do you keep in the back of your mind, stuff that you remember about a guy? Is there something for every pitcher? Does it come back to you as you go along and start catching Sandro? What kind of log do you have in the back of your mind of a starter tonight?
For me, it kind of comes back as I start catching them. You see pitches and you're like, oh yeah, I remember he does this really well. But I mean, one thing that kind of stands out for me, Sandro is a guy that can go pretty deep into a game. He's got a nice rubber arm. It looks like he can throw forever. He's got pretty good mechanics, so let's see how long he'll go today.
Take us through what that looks like going before a start. What do you work on in the bullpen? How many hours before first pitch? What does it look like getting together with a pitcher before a start?
Typically, we'll just kind of go over a scouting report. What I've seen, as if we're kind of far into a series like we are today, what I've seen on the bench, just seeing what the hitters are doing. I kind of let the pitcher do his own thing, and I kind of have my own game plan and go off of what that pitcher's strengths are and what's working that day.
You're back in Richmond, obviously. Have you enjoyed being home and just as much as you did kind of the first time, first go around? Is it still nice, still fun to be in Richmond?
Oh, yeah, it's great. I mean, I get to tell everybody where all the good places are to eat, get drinks or whatever. I get to live at home, which is great. Don't have to pay rent. Don't have to worry about the whole apartment deal. I mean, some guys are just now finally moving into their apartments, so it's great to have a place to stay permanently here and not have to worry about rent or having somebody fill in your spot if you move or whatever. So it's nice.
What are some of your top food recommendations here in Richmond? Can you give us a top three things that you tell the guys, places to go?
Well, a lot of guys ask about like clubs and bars going downtown, so anywhere down in Chaco Bottom is pretty cool. But restaurant wise I'm a big fan of sushi. There's a place called Fighting Fish where they have a nice sushi burrito. Love it. Other places, there's not really many other places I do enjoy to go. I'm trying to think of other places. I love Cracker Barrel. Cracker Barrel is always good. I mean, that's a chain. Yeah, that's a chain place. Not many other places you can get a steak and eggs for pretty cheap. And then just your normal chain, Applebee's or Buffalo Wild Wings after a game. Maybe get a couple wings, get some drinks. So, but other than that, I mean, top one for me is Fighting Fish. My sister turned me on to that one.
Okay, good to know. What does an off day look like for Matt Wynn in Richmond? You find yourself still taking advantage of stuff to do here in RVA?
Yeah, I like to go fish. A couple of my buddies have some land out on the outskirts of Richmond. We go fishing on their lake, and I took a few guys the other day. Actually, I took Connor Overton and Jalen Miller, and we caught quite a few fish. Connor caught a monster. It was I was really excited for him, but I like to be outside, do anything outside, shoot guns, catch fish, go hunt, whatever I can do outdoors.
All right, Matt, one more question for you. We'll bring it back to baseball related. Hitting wise, what are you looking to improve on this year? What kinds of stuff are you working on at the dish?
Just trying to make some more contact, to kind of stay in my hot zone. I like to hit the ball the other way, so just trying to hit a fastball away, just lay off the stuff inside, just trying to get myself out.
All right, good stuff, Matt. Thanks a bunch. Good luck tonight.
Yeah, thank you, Will. Appreciate it.
All right, back to Jake Eisenberg. First pitch, starting lineups coming up next on Sports Radio 910 The Fan.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.